October 24, 1899. Why are the churches so indolent? Ellen G. White. The Lord Jesus expects more of you than you give. Yes, a great deal more. He has called and chosen you. Every man, according to his several ability, has been given his work. You are to occupy a place as a laborer together with God, and as his agent, you are to gather other agencies and unite them with others already in the work, that the instrumentalities for winning souls to look to Christ may be as many as possible. Angels of God are soliciting you to work in fellowship with them, doing the will of God on earth as verily and unitedly and devotedly as they do the work appointed them in heaven and earth. These angels are surveying the ground occupied by the individual members of the church. They see the advantage gained by Satan when men and women neglect their God-appointed work. They see this work neglected, or done in a bungling manner, by those who claim to be Christians, and they sorrow over souls that are lost in consequence of this neglect. They cannot take your place or discharge your duty. Could they do this, they would do it gladly, for they know that your eternal welfare depends upon the use you make of your entrusted talents, your intellect, your reason. They cannot do your work, but they stand ready to cooperate with human agencies as they work to draw souls to Jesus Christ, striving to recover them through the infinite gift made for their redemption. It is the duty of every one who claims to believe in Jesus Christ to become a worker for God. Entire consecration and unity are demanded in the work which must be done to bring the grand results. I inquire, how can anyone be silent when they know what the Lord Jesus expects from every human being? I implore you that name the name of Christ to no longer be selfish and wickedly indifferent to your duty. Live unto Christ who died for you and rose again. Each angel has his own mission and is at his post, ready to cooperate with you, and by combining divine power with human effort, make of no effect the opposition of foes. They will make a place for you to walk, even among principalities and powers, beating back spiritual wickedness in high places.